Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So if you went to our Instagram, our Insta, you got a chance to see or at least hear a little bit of what Mike and I were saying yesterday in the moment when the Braves blew a 6-run lead. If you missed it, it's there. It's also on our 92.9 The Game Facebook page. We invite you to go check that out and rewind and go listen to us. It was right after the game ended. And
we were hot.
We were, and rightfully so. And we're going to let you hear what Brian Snicker said he's looking for from this team as they make a West Coast road trip. It's Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Guys, that rewind button, by the way, on the app is really cool, so you can always go back and check out whatever segments you might have missed or guessed potentially, like earlier in the week when Ricky Rose stopped by.
Balls. Yeah, get that app on your we said it on your phone for sure. Put it in your car, because a lot of guys now, with the new digital technology, it's just so easy now on your ride, on your whip, to get your Dukes and Bell on demand.
I was playing today a little golf, Mike, before I came in.
How'd you hit him?
I hit him pretty well. You know, I'm trying to get some practice in, man. I'm not where I want to be.
Is the driver where it needs to be?
No, it's the driver's fine. It's the short game right now.
Well, your putter is from the Titanic.
No, I've changed putters. I've got new putters.
I got to explain to Day-Day. But the first time Carl
he
I played
is,
golf.
He is right, though.
First time Carl brings out this putter, I was like, man, was that from the pitch and putt on the back deck of the Titanic?
it's a putter that's probably 30 years old, that's been passed down. But I've gotten like three new putters. I mean, look, the putter's not the deal. It's the short game. So I only say all this to say I got to give a shout out to Matthew, man. I was playing with Matthew today.
Right.
And we go out there, and Matthew's the first thing out of his mouth is like, he hits the ball, crushes a drive, it's in the woods, and he's like, it's Braves thing, man. It's messing up my golf game.
Okay, now that's a stretch. Now, look, you can blame a lot of stuff on the Braves. You cannot blame your golf game on that. You brought that slice with you, pal. It had nothing to do with Snicker.
He literally was like, this Braves, man, this is getting to my golf game. And I just started laughing because you're right. Everybody is saying it's affecting some part of their life.
I heard a guy this morning on the morning shift. I heard a guy on Steak and Sandra today, but Rusty was in today. And the guy was saying, I want to thank Snicker. And the Braves just saved me about 10 grand. Games I'm not going to go to now at the Battery. Guy says he just got an Airbnb up in near somewhere near Knoxville, Smoky Mountains or whatever, in Oak Ridge, and he's going to go do the Georgia-Tennessee game with his boys.
Instead.
And basically said he's going to allocate his funds that way. Admittedly, I just dropped some money for the All-Star game. Nothing to do with the Braves.
Sure.
It happens to be at Truist Park.
Well, come on. The All-Star game's different.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm excited because I've only been, as a not as a journalist, but as a fan, I've only been to one All-Star game.
Yeah, look, I covered about 15 of them. And when I say covered them, I was at the game, was at the festivities. It's great. If you've never been, and even if you're not a Braves fan, it's just cool. And I got a couple of pieces of memorabilia. My favorite piece of memorabilia, one of them at least, all the guys who make the All-Star team, they sign bats.
Right.
And usually those bats are reserved for the players, because it's a way for players to remember, hey, I played in the 2004 All-Star game. Who was there? Who did I play against? Who was on my team? So
they sign a bunch of stuff that weekend. You know, that week, should I say. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Obviously, the game is Tuesday. So I actually got a few of those bats from those games. I'm not supposed to. Like, it was given to me by some equipment guys that said, look, we got, like, three extras, and I want to give you one. And I was like, are you serious? Oh. So it's really cool. Like, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, like, anybody and everybody's on these bats, and it's their signatures because that's what they do. And so I say all that to say, Mike, as a fan, I had to cover these games, so I never really got a chance to just go on the stands and experience it. But just being around the All-Star events, man, it was so much fun.
My only All-Star game as a fan, my father and I, we made some friends going up to Canada for the Montreal race. And, race fans are great, great kindred spirits. So my dad met a guy that basically did the same thing he did, was a homicide detective in Montreal. And spoke a little French, spoke a little. So we ended up becoming buddies with these guys. We went up and crashed at their house and went to it's the 83 All-Star game in Montreal. And the old Olympic Stadium.
Old Olympic Stadium, yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
It was cavernous.
Yes, it was a very unique experience. But on a real quick sidebar on this, I'll never forget, it was my second year working here in Atlanta at the old station at 790. Stakey's like, I think we're doing the All-Star game. Oh, that's amazing. It was at Fenway that year. It was, I'm going. You're not going. So Stakey's there, of course, or Ted Williams and all the players on the field.
He was at that game?
Yes.
That's when they rolled Ted out in the wheelchair. As a matter of fact, our good buddy who does our show now, his son, his dad, Tony Gwynn, was there. That was such an
amazing
moment.
And again, I think even younger guys get that. Ted Williams talking to Mark McGwire, you smell smoke when the ball comes off your bat. Talking to Tony Gwynn, who's his buddy, of course, kindred spirit from San Diego. And Tony spoke so lovingly about that moment. But all these Major League Baseball players, literally like they're talking to Santa Claus with Ted Williams. And nobody wanted to leave the field. And eventually, Major League Baseball, like, we got to get this game started.
That's right.
But Steak was there. I was at Frankie's at the Prado with Jeff Wolverton. not up in Boston for that.
So you guys did the show from up there?
Steak did. Steak did.
Yeah, Steak. I did.
Steaky did.
I did.
We were here. But I went to the one up at City Field. I've been to a couple as a broadcaster. But
you want me to do? I can't get tickets for everybody.
But only I'm gonna make sure I got the years right on Montreal. But anyway, this will be my second as a fan.
And you're going to love
it.
You're
going to
love it. And by the way, we're talking about this because the All-Star game is here. It has nothing to do with our Braves. The point that the other part of this that has to do with our Braves is I wish we had more Braves that were being considered to be an All-Star.
Right.
We don't have enough of those guys this year. We just don't, with the way the season's going and the way the team's playing right now. But you're going to have a ball, man. It's going to be a good time. Matter of fact, that week, I think, and we'll tell you more, we're going to be out and about over there at the ballpark at various places. So we're going to tell you more about that coming up here on the show. Mm. All right, we're live at Twin Peaks, man. We got to get to the daily download.
Story number one.
Let's start with the Braves because they take on the Giants tonight, guys. 10-15, yes, West Coast roadie. Swelly is on the hill. Mike Spencer, Schwellenbach. Hopefully he can pitch as well as Chris Sale pitched the other night. Listen, it wasn't on Sale, right? Mm. When we lose that game, Chris Sale pitched well enough to win.
No, and he did his job,
he
man.
He did his job. And then yesterday, well, that's a whole nother kit and caboodle. I mean, you talk about just the bullpen imploding and the team falling apart. Brian Snicker was asked about how do you keep the morale up on this team. Listen to this.
Well, I think we had one last year in Colorado. Same thing, and we played some really bad games and bounced back the next day and won. And we got a really good guy on the mound tomorrow night to put an end to this and to take care of it. And hopefully the offensive, what we did today, carries over. But that's what we have to do. I mean, that's how, when we were... That's what you do in this game. I mean, you turn the page and you're not happy about it. You don't sleep good. But we're going to play another game tomorrow and hopefully start a winning streak.
No balls.
hey, that's somebody's grandfather out there. Same grandfather I said should be fired yesterday.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you expect this guy to say? He's always going to try to keep the message positive. That's why I'm sick of hearing this message because it's literally like blah, 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 blah. It's just at this point, it's background noise. You haven't been competitive since 23. Last year was a bad baseball team that grinded at the end to make the wild card, and you saw how out of depth we were against San Diego.
Yeah. Then we ended up getting beat. Speaking of Snicker, he was talking about leaders. Mike, how much have we talked on this show about leadership?
Take me to your leader.
Here's Snit talking about he's looking for the leaders to step up. Who are they?
Hopefully, you know, guys in there do. They step in there, you know, they step up and rally the troops. Because that's where it comes from is internally and with the players. You know, they'll do that on good teams. We're a good team. We're not a bad team. We're a good team that's playing bad right now. We can't execute. We can't finish a game, and we got to do better. I got to do better. The coaches got to do better. The players got to do better, quite honestly. And we have a group that can do that, that can rally the thing and get this thing turned around, because I've seen it before. I've seen this group do it, and we will.
Fire sale it. Fire sale.
Snit, here's my issue. You can't tell me you're a good team when you just said we don't execute and we don't finish games.
Right.
That's the definition of a bad team.
We don't field well. We don't particularly do well with a bullpen. And we don't hit it all in the clutch. But other than that, how'd you enjoy the play, Mrs. Lincoln? I mean, that's where we're living right now. Look, it's certainly most Braves fans, it's a reality that's hitting them that this team just isn't good. And it's ill-conceived. And guys you've given guaranteed money to just aren't responding. And again, it shouldn't be a 69-year-old manager who's a lifer with the organization's job to get Matt Olson or Austin Riley, or any of these guys to do their job. Iglesias, I mean, some of this, and it's funny, yesterday the conversation kind of turned halfway through the show to the audience saying, hey, this is on Alex Anthopoulos. You can't blame him either because they don't give him the money to get the best players. He has to go navigate a minefield of busts and guys that have been released.
You can say it.
And bums.
Bums.
And that's not on Alex. I mean, guys, Alex is not going to come on our show or Steak Show or whoever and say, yeah, Tim McGurk and the management really don't give me the money to do what I want to do. But look for yourselves, guys. Look at the numbers. It doesn't lie. He's got one arm tied behind his back. Carl, we should have maximized and maintained that level from 21. We went backwards.
Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
NBA playoffs, guys. Game one stole last night by the Pacers. They win 111-110 as Halliburton hits the game winner. Here's Rick Carlisle, one of the best coaches in the NBA, talking about, okay, slow down, good win, but wait a minute.
I don't know. It happened so fast. I feel like we got matched. He got down going right, pulled up from the midi, and knocked down the shot. I don't know. It didn't feel like anything crazy. He just made a play with the time winding down.
That's the guy who hit the game winner. Can I hear Rick Carlisle talking about not celebrating so soon? He's got to keep his team in check because he knows this is still going to be a long, long series.
We haven't been celebrating a whole lot with anything.
All good.
Really, and that's some of that is our experience last year. Some of it is Pascal having been through this kind of a run and getting to the finals before. You know, we know we have a lot of work to do, and we have to play a lot better. I mean, 19 turnovers and a half is, if it's not a record for the finals, it's got to be up there, close to it. And they're a menace, defensively. And we too often took it into crowds, and then, other times they just take the ball out of your hands. I mean, it's just, the level of their defense is
high caliber.
Yes.
The level of their defense.
24 who has 24 turnovers and wins a game? Turnover ratio was 24 to 6. 6 for OKC, 24. And again, when I watched the game, the things that I was thinking is, remember that argument we had about the Celtics? Because the Thunder really aren't a team that launches threes at
a crazy
clip. But it seemed like on a lot of turnovers, they were shooting threes. And I was like, why are you doing that? That's not really your strong suit. I mean, the mid-range jumper, you guys do a lot of things. They took 33-point shots last night, and it just seemed like they weren't getting anything off of some of those turnovers in the first half.
Mike, we have a star among us. Ladies and gentlemen, here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, we have a star among us.
The greatest tight end in Georgia history.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Free until Brock Bowers. Randy McMichael is here, guys. Give it up for Randy
McMichael. Randy McMichael, everybody.
There he is.
Randy McMichael is here.
One of the greatest Dolphins
there he
to
is.
Ever dress out.
My man. All right.
And a good charger, too.
He was.
A hell of a charger.
He doesn't like attention.
And he loves human interaction.
He doesn't
so
like
So if you could walk over to Randy at the bar and say, hey, Randy, talk about that game, you know, back in 2000. He loves rehashing old days in Athens.
Randy, it is so good to see you. We're coming back, guys. We got more to dial up, including our man B-Mac. Brian McFadden's going to stop by at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to him. Former Steeler, talking about the newest Steeler. That's on the way on Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.